Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace, peace and greetings. Hope everyone can hear me out there. This is Soap for High Minded Radio. I'm having serious issues with Blog Talk today. As far as the tools, I guess it's been a second since I've been on here. I'm just kicking that at home. Figured I'd do a little episode because, you know, why not? Got her at work, man. So I'm chilling. Can't get this headset to work. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about self-accountability. So I was going to get into that. I wanted to say good afternoon. It's just afternoon for me, myself, right now. It's Central Time, a little bit after 11:09. So there's that. Relatively new to the scene as far as, you know, jumping on Blog Talk. I don't even know how to use this thing. I don't even know if my voice is coming through right now. But I'm just going to pretend as if it is. I truly do have faith that it is. Excuse me. Once again, you are tuned into High Minded Radio. High Minded Radio. Appreciate you checking it out. I'm your host, Soap, which stands for Seeker of Truth. But I just go by Soap. People know me as Soap. People know me as other different things as well, different monikers depending on what hat I'm wearing and what I'm doing at the particular time. But yeah, I don't know. Good to be here. Appreciation indeed. I'm not gonna have a, you know, super duper long show. What I will do is will tell you that I'm really not prepared. Don't have any notes. Didn't really think about it. Was just having a conversation with a friend of mine last night, and I did begin to get into accountability. I believe there are a few different things that make it tough, excuse me, for us as a people to relate to one another, respect one another, deal with one another, be proper with one another, as well as, you know, outside of our own communities. I think it's a lot of little things that add up to ultimately make it to where there's inabilities for us as a whole to properly interact and bridge the gap between different understandings beyond the mundane, as far as, going to the club, watching sports, just talking about, you know, what the movie stars are doing, what's going on with them, versus looking at ourselves and really working on ourselves and excuse me, trying to advance in this this realm, this world, this existence as we are a part of on this earth. And to get specific, I think one of them is the lack of self-accountability. I believe it's really intrinsic as far as how you feel about yourself is in regards to what you're doing to feel a particular way about yourself. And to boil that down, are you doing the best every day in everything that you do, pretty much is where I'm coming from. If you can do it, do you do it? If you think about it, do you execute? I should do some laundry. Do you do the laundry? Do you get up and actually do the laundry when you say that you should? Instead of making excuses like, I'll do it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing this game or I got somebody coming over. So I'm just going to roll this blunt or whatever it is. You know, walking across, you know, the living room in your home and you see something on the floor, do you pick it up? I mean, you know it doesn't belong there. Do you pick it up? And how do you feel, essentially, if you don't? Do you think it's cool? Ultimately, it's like, oh, well, you know, even though that was supposed to be or potentially should have been something that I should have handled right then and there, I didn't handle it because I'm a grown-ass man, and I can do what I want to do when I want to do it, so I don't have to pick shit up. Plus, it's my house. Fuck that. I pay the bills. I mean, there's a lot of things that the mind can get into as far as making excuses as to why one shouldn't do the things that they're supposed to do or that is required of them in a particular circumstance. And that's what I'm getting into. I think if we focus as individuals on, am I handling these every instance, every circumstance that I come across to the best of my ability, am I going all the way as far as am I putting forth the best effort, the most effort? I don't even care if it's locking the door. I mean, the way that you rotate the key inside the mechanism of the lock, do you do it all the way? Do you make sure that it's locked? Do you turn the knob and make sure that the door is locked before you move around? Or do you slide down the stairs without actually double-checking or triple-checking that what you did was indeed successful and it's something that you can be proud of, as well as, you know, move forward. You no longer have to think about that. You no longer have to deal with that. If I pick something up off the ground in my home that, you know, caught my eye, that caught my attention, that caught my focus, and then try to remove my focus from that prematurely without handling it properly addressing what I observe in my surroundings, how do I feel about myself? And to me, I think, you know, it may be mundane and it may be rudimentary to think of on a level, but I think, you know, we on every level and in every second and every moment and every decision, we have a decision or a choice to move forward positive or to stagnate and not move forward at all or to move backward, such as I could get into a situation with a, you know, perfect example. I was at a particular a business purchasing various items from my household, from my family, and there was a gentleman that was kind of blocking the way, and I excused myself, said, "Excuse me, sir, would you mind moving a little to the side so I can get by?" And the face that he made when I asked him to do that, whereas I feel, you know, that this could have been something very, very simple and very non-confrontational. And, you know, I didn't do anything. He did move, but I did give him a face. And I know he noticed the way I looked at him. And in my mind, I felt like he was being childish. It was like, man, you're being real childish. You're a grown man. You appear to be as older than I am. And I would expect, you know, a child to be upset with someone
requesting something so simple. Whereas I don't believe that that man felt good about that interaction that he had with me, or the way he responded or reacted in the moment, regardless if he thought about it afterwards or whatever. And I could be wrong. He could have been like, yeah, I showed him that I wasn't impressed with his request. You know, I don't feel that, you know, in behaving and interacting in specific circumstances like that, and not being humble and not being agreeable when possible, it doesn't make an individual feel good about that experience. And I think life in your mood is a succession and an entire sum of little moments in your life and how you feel about those little moments in your life. And I think the beginning of taking control of, you know, a person's mood, attitude, possibly direction in life is taking control of those little episodes and those little moments in your life and being more involved in the thought and being more pragmatic as to what am I going to choose, what is going to be the effect of my choice, and how am I going to feel after that. I believe that these things, a lot of them being very small, can have a profound impact on one's life. I believe, especially in regards to myself, from a personal standpoint, understanding these little nuances as far as life and interaction helped me to break the chains of negative emotion and attitude and just overall sense of being that I felt trapped in at a certain point in my life. And I think this, in regards to specifically this specific thing that I'm expounding upon as far as, you know, trying to stay in the moment and trying to make everything and every choice within that moment positive and agreeable so that you feel better more often and more consistently about the things that you do, small or large in your life, on a more consistent basis, so it can change the way that you view yourself, the things that you do, and the things that are a part of your life, the people as well, was the beginning for me in taking more of a control and an active role in my existence on this planet and my role on this planet and the reason that I'm supposed to be on this planet and the progress that I believe that I'm supposed to or have the option to experience. Something that has helped me in my life is to think that in every instance, especially in every interaction with individuals, I have a choice to build or I have a choice to destroy. And I would like to leave everyone having had an interaction with me with at least a small smile on their face, you know, brighten their day in some way, shape, or form. And the more I do that, and the more I try to be that, the less tolerance I have for people who don't do that for me in my life. And it becomes easier and more rational to begin to make moves in your life and in the things that you do, whether it be the people that you spend time with or the things that you spend time thinking about and interacting about, or the ways that you demonstrate, whether it be in conversation or the values that you hold. It begins to, in a sense, the upgrade process. It begins the upgrade process in your life, my life. And rein in and produce this sense of tightness and wholeness in life. I don't know if I'm explaining what I'm trying to say correctly. I don't know if I'm babbling or not, but I do know that we're better than the way we behave. We're better than the way that we demonstrate. We're more than what we believe we are. We deserve better. We deserve better. We deserve better. And once we begin to know that, things will naturally change around us on an individual level as well as on a collective level. It's time. It's time, and it's time to demand a higher standard of oneself. And if we demand a higher standard of ourselves, we can demand a higher standard of our peers, and that will progressively precipitate throughout communities, as well as continents, and throughout the whole world. And then we affect, you know, things beyond what we can see and what we understand at this moment in time. I mean, let's just be honest. Do you know why? Do you know why? Why you do that? Why you think that? Is that something, is that program, is that response something that you put there, something that you allowed, or was it placed there for you? These are the things that I think about every day. Am I in control of myself, or is something or someone or whatever in control of me, whether it be a media or ideas or Pepsi? You know what I mean? Am I purchasing this because I like the taste of this, or am I purchasing this because I've seen commercials so many times and the pretty girls and the cool people and so on and so forth, and this is what you know, I have been taught on a subconscious level to think is cool and appropriate. In reality, this is all some fake weird liquid that is water, in addition to all these weird chemicals that don't do anything good for me. And I think when we start thinking critically about what we're doing on a day-to-day, you know, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute, second-to-second basis, a lot of things will begin to change, and we'll start to question a lot of things that we think, do, believe, feel, hear, speak, and tolerate. That's my take on it. And that's just where I stand. I'm not in authority in any manner. I mean, I am no one. You don't even know my true name. It's possible I don't. But I do believe that I am on the right track. And I'm from experience, this one little principle, this one little thing, this one little point that I'm bringing on, self-accountability, precipitates success or failure, depending on how it is, you know, executed and looked at and understood. That's pretty much all I can say. I came from nothing, and I am something. And I don't even have to prove anything to anyone. I'm not even going to drop names, statistics, numbers, dollar signs, Deutschmarks. It doesn't matter. You don't even need to know. It doesn't matter. But just listen to the voice coming through the speakers or whatever right now. Listen to what I'm telling you, please. It starts with you. It works its way outward. Think of a drop in an ocean. That one drop, those waves, those ripples go so far. So far. The effect is so vast. And as above, so below. As below, so above. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to go the whole way. What I will say on the exit is that express yourself. Ask yourself questions. Who are you? What do you like? And then at the same time, honor your mothers and fathers, people, family. You can't imagine the trials and tribulations your ancestors went through for you to be here right now, doing whatever you're doing. Hundreds, thousands upon thousands of individuals braved who knows what and survived and outlasted and procreated and kept it moving for you to be standing in this moment in time. And at least be appreciative of that. And from there, be appreciative of more. And be accountable of yourself. And do your best. And, you know, I don't know. I love y'all. That's all I got to say. I am you. You are me. I see you in me. Good and bad. And I wish you the best this very day. And every day. And, you know, sometimes things get tough, but anything that you need, you shall receive. That's it. I'm so. I'm gonna holler at you. Y'all have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Have a great month, year, so on and so forth. Feds raise the interest. We'll see how this pans out. Got so much to talk about. But it starts here. It starts now. And it starts with you. Peace, love, respect, and honor. I'm Soap on behalf of I'm Unradio. I'm out of here.